This time an insight takes us to Dallas Baptist with Jason Krizan, who helped his team win the Fort Worth Regional last weekend. Jason, first of all, how's it feel to be heading to the program's first ever Super Regional?
It's awesome. Going into the season, not many people have heard about us as a team, but just to be able to get our name out there and show people what we have, it's just an unbelievable feeling.
Go back a little bit more than a week ago. Your team was on the bubble just to get into the tournament. What was that emotion like when you heard you were even in the NCAA tournament?
Well, conference tournaments didn't go as well as we had liked them, so everybody was on the edge. Nobody was really getting a whole lot of sleep. And then on selection day, we had a watching party where everybody met in the basement of the chapel just to watch, and our name happened to be on the Fort Worth Regional, and everybody was ecstatic. It was unbelievable, and happened to be the last regional they posted on ESPN, so we were getting kind of nervous when it came down to it.
They made you wait about as long as they could make you wait. I guess they wanted to make sure that the Dallas and Fort Worth was watching the TV as long as possible. You picked up some good wins over some good teams early in the season, over the likes of TCU, Rice, Oklahoma. Did wins like those, obviously you had TCU and Oklahoma in that regional, did wins like those go a long way when you're in a regional with a couple teams that were in the College World Series a year ago?
I think so. I think it better prepares us to whenever it comes to playing in a regional, because you're going to see a good arm every day, and those teams are really good teams, and we happened to come out on top, and I think it definitely helped us in the regional because we knew what they had and we knew how to prepare for it.
Well, a lot of teams that aren't in the tournament all the time kind of end up with that just happy to be there mentality. How did you guys manage to get past that?
Well, when I was a freshman, we got invited to play in the Texas A&M Regional, and I think that was the case whenever we got selected in 2008. But this year, we have, I think, four guys, maybe five, that were able to play in that, who had been able to experience what a regional was like. And it helped out to have people there to let the younger guys know what it was going to be like and what to expect.
The new bats, of course, have been the talk of college baseball this year. They don't seem to have affected you, though. Your personal numbers are pretty much off the charts, it seems like, everywhere. You're among the national leaders everywhere. What do you think of these new bats this year?
I like them. I think they've definitely changed the game. They've changed the way that other teams prepare. I think it's brought a little bit more small ball to the game. There's also less scoring, less home runs, but I think they're good for baseball, because back when it was just BESR, not a whole lot of regulations, and we had those composite bats and balls were flying out of the yard, and people were winning 20 to 15 at least once a week. So I think it's good for baseball.
Well, again, though, you're batting over 400. You've got 10 home runs. You've got more than 80 RBIs. Your slugging percentage, everything is there. Is there anything maybe about your approach that helped you sort of overcome, you know, some things that other guys weren't able to overcome, I guess?
One thing that helps me with these new bats is the fact that I'm finding my pitch that I need to hit, and I'm happening to square it up early in the count, and I think that's really helped, really locking into one pitch, and when I get it, don't miss it. Whereas in the past, I think that I've been a little bit tentative at the plate, and that happens to hurt me. So I think one thing that these bats help you do is be aggressive, because when you have a good arm on the mound and they're in a pound zone with plus stuff, then you're not going to get that pitch very often. So whenever I get my pitch, I need to square it up.
You were drafted this week as well by the Detroit Tigers. How'd you get the news there?
We had team lunch at 11 o'clock, which happened to start the day of the draft, and I was on my way home, and a guy called me and said, congrats, and I said, for what? And said, you just got drafted by the Tigers in the eighth round. So that's how I found out. It was a pretty surreal feeling.
I bet. You're a senior. What would it mean for you to finish your career at the College World Series?
It would be unbelievable. I can't even explain how it would feel, because obviously we're not there, but just to have the opportunity to be where we're at, one of the 16 teams left, is a pretty good feeling. And now we need to take care of business this weekend and put ourselves in a good position to go to that College World Series.
Before we wrap up, I want to do some word association with you. Let's start with a teammate of yours, Landon Anderson.
Oh, he's spark plug. Well, he's one of our spark plugs. He's always high energy. He's one of the vocals on the team that'll get the team getting up, and he brings a lot of energy to the team, which is good.
How about another teammate, Brandon Williamson?
Bulldog. He is unbelievable on the mound. I have big-time confidence in in him whenever he pitches. You know he's going to come out and pound the zone, give you all he has. He's one of the best pitchers I've played behind.
Your head coach, Dan Heefner.
There's a lot to say about Coach Heath. He's an unbelievable coach. He knows what he's doing with his hitters. Just unbelievable. Great character. I can't even explain it.
How about Dallas Baptist baseball?
Scrappy. Not going to let you breathe. We're going to get after it every day. We're going to glorify God in what we do. And whenever we step on that field at game time, we're going to get after it.
The College World Series.
The goal.
And the last one, Jason Krzan.
I don't even know. Jason Krzan, I would say, going to come out and play. Going to be ready to go every day. It's got two games left, so I'm hungry, and I'm going to do all that I can to win.
Two games left, maybe a little bit more. Jason Krzan, Dallas Baptist, heading out to Cal this weekend for the Super Regional. Of course, the winner heading on to the College World Series. Jason, congratulations on the season you guys have had so far. Best of luck.
All right, thank you.